Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Yimurasi Sheyuchyu. The Gemara in Maseches Bav Mitzia and Daf Chof Beis and Aleph says that a Memar Marzutra and Ravashi came to the pardes, to the orchard of Mari Bar Isak. So the Aris, the sharecropper of Mari Bar Isak, brought out some dates, some pomegranates, and he placed them before these rabbis. So Amemar and Ravashi ate from the peiros. Mazutra didn't touch it because he felt that it was gezel, because the Bailam didn't know. In the meantime, comes Mari Bar Isak, and he sees them, and he says to his aris, "Why didn't you give them the better stuff?" So Amemar and Ravashi said to Mazutra, "Okay, now you can eat, because we learned in a brisa that if somebody is Torah for the Balabais, and the Balabais says that you should have gotten better stuff when you took the Truma, when he was Torah Shalomi Dasa Habailim. If there's better stuff, if there's better produce, then the Truma is a good Truma, is Nochshash Gezel here also. There's better produce he could have given us." So Mari Bar Isak meant what he said what he meant, and Memele, you can eat, there's no problem of Gazel. So Marzutra said, no, Rava said that this Kalechei Tzal Yafos, go to the better stuff, that you can, the Truma is good Truma, only works for Truma, because a mitzvah nichale. But here, he's said this because he's embarrassed, Pasha, but he doesn't really mean it. So what was Ravashi thinking, that he ate? So it says Tosfos, Rav Ashi lo yachoshish lezer lekach ochal called him Shomar Isak. He wasn't worried because Arisa Shimdaris made a nafshei koyoyv. The Aris gave from himself. Then loymar sheh some shi'israt samar brisik sheh da alacha kabayi. Va'afa gav dehash tenichale meikar lo avenichale. Kishi yada kam da alacha kabayi. So he's giving of his own, because you can't say that he was relying on the fact that Mar Isak would be agreeable when he comes, because the halacha is like Abai, the Yosh Shalom Midas is not Yeyush. So a person's retroactive knowledge is just because he would have afterwards been Misyayish doesn't mean that in the meantime it's considered Yeyush. So too, if afterwards he's okay about him giving us the fruits, it doesn't mean that in the meantime we're allowed to take them. So even though now it's Nichale, now it's pleasing, but Meikar wasn't. So therefore Tosfos says that it must have come from the Aris himself, and that's why Rav Ashi ate. So it's Mavur Medivri Atosus that Aser Lecho Mishal Chaver Ophiluk Shesh Umdina, even though it's an Umdina, that if you would know it would be Nichale, there's still not allowed to eat, because the Halacha is like Abaye, that Yeush Shalom Das is not Yeush. And Memela, a person, if he doesn't have Das before, if he doesn't have actual Das, and then just because he has Das later, that does not work retroactively. However, the Shach in Choshen Mishpat and Simen Shin and Ches, the Shach and Simen Shnach in Sivkat Nalef is Cholek, and he writes as Zoyt Midivrei HaTos Be'el Metzius Sof Amar Alef Agos HaShriv Agos Mordechi Sham Vordim Adam Nosein Lecho LaChavero Midivrei Shein HaShul Al Shal Chavero Af Bishi Yodea SheChavero Yisrat Zeh Asr LaOchlo Vlocha Kabay Shere Shlo Midas Lo Ve'yeush Vavagav Dehash Denichle Me'kar Lo Ve'nichle. So he brings down Tosis that you're not allowed to, so it had to have belonged to the Aris, because if it hadn't belonged to the Aris, then Rav Ashi wouldn't have touched it, because Yeush Shalom Midas is not Yeush, even if you know that in the end he's going to be Misratzeh, it doesn't help us. However, says Tosfos, says the Shach, excuse me, Vilav de Mistafin, if I wouldn't be afraid, I would say otherwise. Yisiyomer Shem Mutter, Yeush Shalom Midas Shiny. Now really it's Mutter, and Yeush Shalom Midas is different. Why? Let's come see Yeush Shalom Midas. He's only Messiah because he doesn't know where it is, and he has Yeush willy nilly against his will. And if so, Amrina may karabe surah saliyade, and therefore originally it came to his hand be iser. How is he going to become? Ibi Yeush hashdeno Messiah. So if it's al Yeush, now at the time that he finds it, he's not Messiah. And if he would know in the end that he was, and if he would know that it was by this guy, he wouldn't be Messiah at all. And the only Yeush he has is later on Baal Korcho, so that's not good enough for us. So here he knows he's going to want it in the end. He's going to want, desire that these people eat his fruits. This is considered betera coming into his hand. Because it's not like in the end he's doing anything bal korcho. So therefore it's betera lasiliyade. The mistame no makbid, also the mistame is not makbid. What about truma tuma? Why do we compare these cases to truma and tuma and hechsher tuma? And those who learn the Gemara know that someone takes truma shalom idas. So why do we compare it to yeyush? And the answer is because in those cases you need yediyah mamish. There you need yediyah mamish, and there the das afterwards isn't enough. So to by yeyush, you need yediyah mamish. But here you don't need yediyah mamish. It's enough that betera osaliyade. The Nesivis in Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Katan Dalid understands B'divrei Ashach that even a Matana Mamish, if there's an Umdana that if he would know he would have given it, this Umdana is enough to make a Chalois Matana, since it's not Baal Karcho. Chen Mavur M'divrei Aktsos Rei Samach Beis Sif Katan Aleph. However, M'divrei Ashach, it's not Mashma like that, as Rabbi Abba Berman points out in Ishiyoriu and Atalmud. Because why did the Shach write him Kain Hashtanami Betera Siliade? Since he's not talking about Heter Achila, he's talking about a chalos matana mamish. So here we're dealing with heter achila, betera siliyade. So it's not that it's a matana mamish. He's not giving it as a matana. Matana doesn't help retroactively according to the shach. Unlike lechora what the nesivus and ktsos say, but rather just heter achila. But not that there's a chalos matana here. It's not gazel. And also, why was the shach fear dois? The shach was misayim. The mstamein omakbid al ze. What do you mean mistamein? It's not midin chesar and kpeida, but rather it's mitzad das shel chalos matana. There has to be das of a chalos matana according to them. It's not only pshat that he wasn't makbid. And also, the shach started, he said, mashen kein hocha, kevin shiyoda shi yisratze. So he should have concluded and said, kein hashtanami amrin shi yisratze. Since when he finds out, he knows when he finds out he's going to be misratze, so we say now also he's misratze. But he finishes hashtanami betera asiliyade the mistanei no makbid alze. So it's mavur that the shach does not mean that he has a rutzin for a matana, but rather there's a heter for the yisr gzeil on the achila since he's not makbid. We also have to understand about the shach. The shach had a kasha that if b'yeyu shlomani umdena, umdena is not effective because it's bal karcho. So why is the Gemara comparing it to truma tuma to yeyush? There it's not bal karcho. It's not mafresh the truma bal karcho. It's not muksha kabutum bal karcho. So what's the tzushtel? So the shach answers that l'inyan truma tuma yin mamish need yediya, and therefore it's compared to yeyush. But we have to understand this because in b'truma bein in yediya, b'truma need yediya mamish. And why does Rav hold an umdana helps? Rav also an umdana shouldn't help. So why does the Gemara ask only according to Abaye and not according to Rava? Why does the Gemara say, you see that retroactively it works, the fact that he has ruts and it works. Why, if you need a das mamish, so then it shouldn't work even according to Rava? And even the Havamin of the Gemara, we didn't know about Truma, there's a din of Ma'atem Ledatchem, of Shluchem Ledatchem. So therefore, according to Abaye, Numdana should work, since it's not Baal Karcho. And we don't have a mugger yet that by Truma you need Yediya Mamish. What's the Gemara asking on Abaye? That you see that retroactively Truma helps, even though Yesh Lomidas Lova Yeush, how does that connect with Abaye? But it's not a problem, because right now we don't know that you need Yediya Mamish. So why shouldn't an Umdana work? Because it's only no good retroactively when you need your Yediyah Mamish, but here you don't need your Yediyah Mamish. And also by Tuma we have this kasha that in the Havamin of the Gemara we didn't know of the drasha of Ma Yitain Ladas Afki Yuta Nami Ladas. So therefore the kasha is not only on Rava, the kasha should also be on Abaye, that an umdana should help because it's not Baal Karcho. So why then the Gemara is on Rava? You see that by Hechsher being pleased later on is not good enough. You need to be pleased B'Shas Maisa with the liquid. But why is it only according to Rav Akash? It's also Akash according to Abaye. Abaye should also hold that an Amdina helps because it's not Baal Korcho. Only by Yeush an Amdina doesn't help because the Yeush is Baal Korcho. So therefore, Rabbi Abba explains Pshat in the Shach like this, that in order to eat Mishal Chavero, all we need is that the Bailam shouldn't be Makbid. And you don't need a Chalos Hakna, like we see in the Ran and Adarm, Daflam, Adalad, Amit Beis, Amalei Lafuka Di Azman Allah. You don't need a Chalos Hakna, just that the Bailam aren't Makbid. That when you're Mazman Chavero, Lechol Etzlo, so the Acher is not Ochel Mishalo, he's Ochel Mishal Balabayis. And you don't need the Chalos Hakna here, it's because the Bailam is in Makbid, they must speak Lanu. And if so, the Shaila is only in the Gavra, is he Makbid on this or not? You don't need a Cheftz of Ratzim. We spoke in the previous Shir about a substantive Ratzim and the Shir in Yerushalom Midas. Here you don't need that. And therefore, Abaye is Modeh that an Umdana helps when it comes to eating your friend's food. And that's based on the Shir that we just mentioned, and the Machlokas Abaye in Rava is where you need a Cheftz of Ratzim, you need a substantive Ratzim that Abaye holds. That the machlokas is, excuse me, that if umdina, which is ratzon bekoach, is considered a cheftz of ratzon or not. But when we're discussing the gavra, if he's in favor or not, there an umdina helps. You don't need a cheftz of ratzon. You just need to know that if he would find that, he'd be pleased, that he's not opposed. Zeh maspik. It's not baal korcho. And therefore, where we're discussing what this issue is, if the bailam are makpid, Shlo Yochal Mishalahem. The Shailah is in the Gavra, and therefore, when it comes to this eating, the Shach says, L'kuli alma mahani b'zeh umdina. According to everybody, an assessment of the das of the Balabais is effective, and you can eat his food if you're sure that he's going to be cool with it to you. You know, this guy is a very generous guy, he loves giving food, so you go into his kitchen, staying at his house, and you know, whatever you eat, he'll be happy with that. So you don't need das b'foal. Everybody holds an umdin is enough. So therefore, the Shach had a kasha. Why don't we say the same by Yeush? Since it's not an asiyas chalosa idea bailam, it's just heter Torah if the gavra is misyayesh. So memela, as long as the gavra is in a matzav of Yeush, meaning that an umdin should be enough. If you know that he would be misyayesh, why isn't that enough? And on that, the Shach was metarit that since the Yeush is baal karcho, so you can't say that the Gavra Mitzad Atzmo is in a matzav of Yeush, because right now, where he's holding right now, he doesn't want to be Misyayesh. He really doesn't want to be. It's not like at the end he says, yeah, retroactively, I really would have been Misyayesh at that point. No, because at the end he's only being Misyayesh because he has to, but he really doesn't want to. So until that time, how do you assess the Baal HaBayis? Is somebody who's opposed? He doesn't want to give up ownership. He doesn't want to despair. At the end, he does it Baal Karcho. But in the meantime, you can't say that's really where he's holding now. No. In the meantime, he's holding that he still wants the object, just at the end. He's Misyayesh Baal Korcho. So you see that it's Neged Ritzona. At the end, when he's Misyayesh. So therefore, we require a Cheftza of Yeush. In the end, since it's Baal Korcho, we say that's not enough for us, because in the meantime, he really wasn't interested. So the question is an umdina considered a cheftz of ratzon or not? According to Abaye, it's not substantive enough. When in the end, he's going to have Yeush. So this is called, we discussed in the previous year, this is called Yeush B'koach. This Yeush B'koach is not enough. It's not considered, according to Abaye, a cheftza of ratzon. But according to Rava, even that's enough. Even the Yeush B'koach is enough. So again, right now, where he's holding right now, he doesn't want to have Yeush. And if he would find out that it was lost, so he would only have Yeush because he has to. But right now, he's in opposition. He's in oppositional mode. So, Mimela, the umdina is not going to be enough for us to assess that that's what that would be his das. So you'd find out at the end. So that'd be his das now. No, it's not his das now. Right now he doesn't want it. In the end, he's going to find out that it was lost and there's no simon and he can't ever recover it. So he's being forced to have yeush. So Abaye says, that's not enough for us. That's not considered a chefetz of ratzon. That's not a substantive ratzon on this Baal Korcho. He doesn't really want it. And the Memela, this yeush bekoach isn't enough. Whereas Rava holds, no, yeush bekoach is enough. And according to this, we can explain the svar of the Shach, that by Truma, the Rava holds that the yeush bekoach is enough. We can explain the svar of the Shach, that by Truma or Tuma, Anumdana doesn't help according to Abaye, because there you need Yediyah Mamish. That means that Truma, even in the Havamin of the Gemara, where it could be Torah Shalomidas, because you can rely on the Umdana, Lechora, you really need Das Balam for the Etzem Chalos. And therefore, we require Cheftz of Ratzon. So when the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara said, by Truma, that if the Balaam said you should have taken the better stuff, then it works retroactively. And we had a Kasha on Baye. Since in the end he wants the Truma, so it works retroactively. So in the end, if you want there's going to be Yayush, so it should work earlier. So the Gemara is asking Akasha on Abaye. Why not on Rava? That was what we asked. So by Truma, even in the Havamin of the Gemara, you need Das Bailam for the Etzem Chalos. And therefore you need a Cheftz of Ratzon. And therefore, according to Abaye, Anumdan is not enough, as we explained in the previous shir. Whereas according to Rava, the reason this isn't a Kasha on Rava is because Rava holds that what you're thinking in the end is a Cheftz of Ratzon. And therefore it's enough for us. But this Umdana, that this is what he wants, is not going to be enough. Question is that this is what he would want. The umdan is not enough. The question is this a cheftz of ratzon? Is this a substantive ratzon? This ratzon b'koach, that in the end he's going to have ratzon to give the truma. According to Abaye, yes. According to Abaye, no. And according to Rava, yes. Because you need das bailim for the etzem chalotz. The umdan is not enough. According to Rava, das bailim is enough, that in the end you know that he's mesiyash. So that ratzon b'koach is a cheftz of ratzon. And also Behech Shatum, even the Havamin of the Gemara, as we discussed in the previous shir, that the Nechusa, the Ratzin of the person for the moisture of the fruit, that it should be Makabal Tumah. This Nechusa is not just a Tanai in the Hechsher, but it's part and parcel of the Hechsher. You need a Cheftz of Ratzin. And therefore, according to Abaye, Anumdan is not enough. And therefore, it's only Akash according to Rava, that we say, hey, later on he's going to have Ratzon, so why isn't it enough that now he has Ratzon B'koach? But according to Abaye, he's no Umdana. According to Abaye, if afterwards he's going to want it, that's not enough for now. And you can't say it works as an Umdana, because Umdana doesn't work when you need a Cheftz of Ratzon. Therefore, we understand that even though in the end it's not Baal Korcho, that was an Arkasha. An Arkasha we said, I don't understand. Only if it's Baal Korcho in the end, Umdanas don't work. Otherwise, Umdanas do work. So why doesn't the Umdana work here? That this is what he would want. The answer is that Umdanas don't work when you need a Cheftz of Ratzon. And here, part and parcel of the Hechsher process is the Ratzon. So an Umdan is not enough. Therefore, it's only a kash on Rava. Why afterwards, if he finds out and he says he wants it, it did not work retroactively either? Zechev tev ratzon here, because it's ratzon b'koach, but not according to Abaye. Because Abaye says, this is just midin umdina. Because chef tev ratzon b'koach is not enough. Here we have an umdina that that's what he would have wanted, but that doesn't work when you need the by hechsher tumah. You need a chef tev ratzon. So according to this, it emerges that only if he's lecho mechavero, which is nesinas rishus, that he's not makbid there, no umdana works according to the shach. But a chalos haknav matana, even according to the shach, it wouldn't work. Umdana doesn't work, and that's because you need ratzon to make a chalos. You need an asiyah of the gavra. You need the gavra to have to actually do something. If you could have asiyah without a ratzon, it would also work. But you need some sort of asiyah here, some sort of action on the part of the bialim. And therefore, the kulei alma and umdana doesn't help, because sof, he's not making the chalos right now. And the umdana is just, if he would know, then he would do it. But now that he doesn't know, the whole asiyah is lacking. So you need an active asiyah, and therefore, doesn't work to make a matana l'kulei alma, because you need a chalos, the chalos ratzon works only with an asiyah. And now we understand the shach. Shiva'ocha mishal chaveiro. Mutter, why? Mishtam eino makbid al zeh. Ocha mishal chaveiro mutter, because mishtam is not makbid. So that's not because there's no chalos hakna here. He's just eating, his friend is in makbid, there's no gezel. But if it was a chalos hakna, it wouldn't work l'kulei alma. So it emerges according to this that the three inyanim and ratzon. One is when we're done by the gavra, if he's ba'ad or lo. So if the whole issue is, does the guy want it or not, then an umdana helps. Like by eating mishal chavero. As long as you have an umdana that he wants it, it's enough. So the issue is whether the gavra is opposed or in favor. So there, an umdana would help. Second, we need a chevtev ratzon like Yev Truma and Hechsher Tuma. So then there's Machloket Abayin Rava, if Umdana is considered a chevtev ratzon or not. Abayi says, no, you need ratzon b'foal, and Rava holds that it's a chevtev ratzon even if it's ratzon b'koach. And then the third issue, the third type of ratzon, is when you need a ratzon, l'ofen shel asiya. You need an active ratzon of doing. Like by chalos hakna, by yeush there's no chalos hakna. By yeush you need a cheftz of ratzon, you need a substantive ratzon. So substantive ratzon is enough to make yeush. So shaila is yeush b'koach a substantive ratzon? Yeush b'fol certainly a substantive ratzon. Is yeush b'koach a substantive ratzon? So that's the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. For yeush b'koach a substantive ratzon. And then when you need ratzon for an active asiyah, for an ofen shel asiyah shel agavra, like by chalos hakna. And there, according to everybody, an umdana doesn't work because sof he didn't do anything. If you need asiyah, it doesn't work. Because you have to do. And since you have to do, if he didn't make a chalos hakna, then this ratzon isn't effective, isn't valid. So in the third instance, when you need a chalos hakna, even Rava would agree that it's not enough to have just a cheftz of ratzon. You need a ratzon b'fo'al. You need an asiyah shel agavra. And therefore, the fact that he's going to have a ratzon in the end doesn't work. For a chalos hakna, you need a ratzon now. So there, everybody agrees there's no umdana, and you need the ratzon now. When do they argue? They argue in the second case, in cases where you need a cheftz of ratzon, not a siyah shel agavra, but you just need a cheftz of ratzon, like Yerush Shurman Hechshir Tuma, there's not the mamish chalos, but you just need that there should be a cheftz, a substantive ratzon. There is a machlokes if the ratzon b'koach is considered ratzon or not. According to Rabbi, yes. According to Abaye, no. So we're going to bring, Amir Tzashem, a Yisod for this in the next shir, from the Chemdes Shleime, and we're going to explain a Rashi, I hope, a Tosfos, and we have a lot to look forward to in life, Amir Tzashem. So I hope that the Bitzos Hashem Darkeinu, we are Zocha to continue. Rumo du lalame, lishma v'las, l'kaim is called Ibrahim Samut, Arasa v'hahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and beloved.